You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time now to catch up with Colin Daniels from the Macular Society. Now, Colin runs the Macular and Me virtual clinics, which each month discuss different macular conditions and different aspects to do with sight loss as well. Thank you very much for joining me, Colin.
Oh, thanks for inviting me again. It's great.
So just to remind us, for anybody who's never heard of a Macular and Me virtual clinic, what is it? What have we missed in the previous conversations?
Okay, so when COVID happened, you know, when that thing happened last year, we tried to think of a way that we could keep giving sort of the most up-to-date information around age-related macular degeneration and also macular dystrophies alongside technology, emotional support, all of those things that people need in their day-to-day when living with some level of macular disease. And what we came up with were these things initially called virtual clinics, which we now call Macular and Me webinars. And the monthly webinars, they're free, obviously, which discusses all aspects of living with macular disease, because it's as important to understand sort of living with as well as your condition and potential research.
And you do cover lots and lots of different things, and you speak to the people who are doing the research, the real top experts in their fields. How important is it for you to discuss not only, like you say, that the medical side of things, but also the technology and the mental health and the counselling? I know you've done specific sessions on those themes before as well.
To be honest, there's more to life than your eye condition when you're living with a sight loss, any type of sight loss, really. There is the day-to-day. How do you function? How can you function as effectively as you used to, with the level of sight that you now have? So, and the emotional side is so important, the counselling as well, because, you know, when you lose your vision at any age, you grieve the sight that you've lost, and actually having some information and information about the emotional side and the fact that it is hard and it is difficult, and obviously that this is Macular Society alongside the RNIB has counselling services that can be accessed to sort of help you get through some of that those difficulties. It's just so important. Knowledge is power at the end of the day. And as I say, we do need to know a lot about our clinical condition. We do. It's very important to know that. But it's also important to know that your local sensory team can come and stick a bump on somewhere that can make you access your cooker. Or, you know, that the audio services are available on your Sky Q box. Because if you don't know this stuff, you're just going to struggle. And it's about increasing independence and reducing isolation, and which in turn increases confidence.
Absolutely. And we can access all of these different sessions that you've already done. If somebody's thinking, oh, that sounds great, I want to check that out, we can catch the whole backlog of webinars, can't we, online?
Absolutely. So you could go to the Macular Society website. If you just Google Macular Society, Macular and Me webinars, the first link on the top of Google is watch again. And there's a good, there's two streams. So there's the AMD stream and the dystrophy stream, which I run. So there's good 25 odd videos on there now, covering all aspects of living with different types of macular disease. Technology, there's a benefit surgery that I did. And there's the most important sessions as well about the counselling too.
Perfect. So what's happening this month then? Tell us all about this month's session.
Well, this month I've got Amanda Carr, Dr. Amanda Carr. Now, she's doing some research which was funded by the Macular Society, which is actually drawing to a close. But she's talking about Best's disease. Now, Best's disease is a genetic condition. That's got a longer title than that, but I was shipped over my teeth trying to say it, so I'm not going to bother. And it's quite a rare disease, but within the dystrophy world, there are a number of people that have it across the UK. And what Amanda's been doing is researching is whether she's identified the gene, and Amanda and her team have been trying to work out whether they can switch it off. So if they can switch off the gene, then they can stop the vision or the sight loss progressing, is the aim. So, I mean, I don't know whether you'd call that a treatment or a cure, but because I'm not clever enough, but it definitely would, if you could switch off that specific gene, that would have a real significant impact on people living with that faulty gene.
That is so interesting that you talk about that, and the fact that the Macular Society has been able to fund that research, it's sort of come full circle.
It was quite funny. I spoke to Amanda over the first lockdown one, and she said she was still having to go to the lab every day and check on her samples and stuff. So it did continue. It stalled for a little bit and during lockdown, but it did kick off again, which was quite cool. So, and the thing is, this has far-reaching applications for other types of inherited retinal disease, and late onset AMD. Because if you can learn how to switch one gene off, there's the potential of learning how to switch other genes off that cause other conditions.
So it's not just people who have Best's disease that can attend the virtual clinic. It could be anybody who's interested in the science.
Absolutely, yeah. I think this that it, it it's there for everybody. It's obviously it's going to really, be very interesting for somebody who's living with BESS. But if you have an inherited retinal condition, Stargardt's cone dystrophy, one of those, it's equally as important, because if we can understand how to switch those genes off, then perhaps potentially there's further investigations to be had with those conditions too.
Exciting times. So remind us where we can sign up for this month's virtual clinics, and how we can find out a bit more about them.
Okay, so as always, I bung them all over Facebook, but the link is on the Macular Society website. So if you go to Macular Society, Google again Macular and Me webinars, and what the next link down from the watch again is register. And if you click on that link, you can register for the session, and Zoom will kindly send you a little reminder the day before, and at about an hour before, to remind you it's going to happen. So it's on Thursday the 26th of May. Can't believe it's May already, at 6:30. And it promises to be a really good session.
I can't believe it's me either, Colin. You're not alone on that
It's
one.
nuts.
Well, listen, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll speak again next month.
Okay, cheers, Ellie. Thanks very much.